RNZ News at 6 o'clock. Kia ora, good morning. Ko Nicola right there nei. New Zealand and the European Union have struck a historic free trade deal. The details of the deal, agreed just hours ago, have been released at a media conference in Brussels. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says there were warm and constructive discussions.
I'm delighted that New Zealand and the European Commission can announce that we have concluded negotiations of a high-quality, inclusive free trade agreement.
By 2035, the value of New Zealand exports to the EU is expected to increase by as much as $1.8 billion a year, more than the benefits gained from the recent deal with the United Kingdom. A High Court judge says Corrections breached the law when it hosed prisoners with a special type of pepper spray called the Cell Buster. It was used several times against Mihi Bassett and Karma Cripps at Auckland Women's Prison in 2019. It involves hosing the spray from a large canister into a closed cell to incapacitate the inmate. Justice Ellis found that the regulations in force between 2009 and 2021 did not properly authorise the spray's use, and corrections ministers didn't have enough information to ensure the weapon could be used safely. The cell buster was used 27 times in New Zealand prisons between 2016 and 2021. A Māori paediatrician says the health reforms are some of the most exciting developments in his career, but success is far from guaranteed. The new Māori Health Authority starts today, charged with overcoming deep inequities in the health system. Rotorua-based paediatrician Danny Delore is excited about its potential.
Things I will be looking for, well, Māori rangatiratanga, so that's a Māori voice saying this is what we need, this is how we want our healthcare delivered to us, these are the things we want access to. That's a really important part of it. And, you know, these are the sort of things that have been missing historically from the design of our health system and from the delivery of our health system.
Danny Delore says he hopes it will create a health system that more Māori will want to work in. The US president says Russia is paying a very heavy price for invading Ukraine and will not win. Speaking at the end of the NATO summit in Madrid, Joe Biden said the alliance is more united since the Russian invasion and will become stronger after agreeing to let Sweden and Finland join. And he says further US aid for Ukraine is on the way.
We provided Ukraine with nearly $7 billion in security assistance since I took office. The next few days, we intend to announce more than $800 million more, including new advanced Western air defense systems for Ukraine, more artillery and ammunition, counter-battery radars, additional ammunition for the HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems we've already given Ukraine, and more HIMARS coming from other countries as well.
Joe Biden says his country's rallying the world to stand with Ukraine. The Dilworth Trust Board says it will cooperate fully with an independent inquiry into abuse at the Auckland school. The inquiry work begins today, with registrations opening for survivors and their whānau. The findings are expected to be reported by the end of the year, covering how and why the abuse happened to prevent any further harm. The school's board chair, Aaron Snodgrass, says Dilworth is willing and prepared to recognise its responsibility for what happened to survivors. He says details of a comprehensive redress programme will be released soon. The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, has arrived in Hong Kong to mark 25 years since the former British colony returned to Beijing's rule. In his first visit outside mainland China since the start of the pandemic, nearly 2.5 years ago, he says after a series of challenges, Hong Kong has risen from the ashes. China took control over the territory after pro-democracy protests in 2019 and 2020, and has been accused by critics of crushing Hong Kong's freedoms. Mr. Xi was greeted at the station by crowds waving flags. An academic says the government designated two groups as terrorist entities because they advocate armed violence. The government has designated the Proud Boys and the Base as terrorist groups. Massey University's Director of Defence and Security Studies, Dr. William Hovard, says the groups promote violence to achieve their ends. There's no evidence either group operates in New Zealand, but anyone who financially supports them could be prosecuted under the Terrorism Suppression Act. Tertiary organisations are preparing for new arrivals as the border opens to international students. Whitireia and Welltec are expecting 50 new students from overseas. Chief Executive Mark Aldershaw says their teams have worked with overseas institutions and students throughout the pandemic. 5,000 new international students will be allowed to enter New Zealand from the middle of the year. In sport, fourth seed Stefanos Tsitsipas and world number one Iga Swiatek have advanced to the third round at Wimbledon. Australian Nick Kyrgios also progressed, as did former champion Petra Kvitova. New Zealand's Michael Venus and his German partner were beaten in their first round men's doubles match. The Silver Ferns will defend their Constellation Cup title against Australia in four tests in October. The tests will be in Auckland and Tauranga, and two yet-to-be-confirmed venues in Australia. Captain Sam Kane says their series against Ireland is personal for the All Blacks. Ireland have won three of their last five games against New Zealand.
You could say almost every series or every game campaign has real importance, but I think there's certainly that stone in your shoe or rock under the beach towel sort of feeling because of how we finished last year. It was certainly a challenging year on many fronts, but yeah, we've been really looking forward to this campaign and now it's finally here.
The first of three tests is a sold-out event at Eden Park tomorrow night. That's the news.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy. Whakarongo mai, Lavinians. Hey, are you a bit lazy like me? Oh, wait, I mean forgetful. Yeah, forgetful. Well, whether you're lazy, forgetful, or maybe a full bin is really too hard for you to wrangle. See what I did there, really? Anywho, Lucy's lovely lavender bins are still available in Levin. And the beauty about this service, apart from sexy looking bins, Lucy's team will collect the bin and empty it for you. No remembering which day is bin day and getting it to the curb on time. Lucy's has a date with your bin so they'll find it and empty it. You just fill it and forget. Call Lucy's Bins today, 0508 787 753, 0508 787 753, or Google Lucy's Bins to learn more.
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of Dominion Post.
Good morning and welcome to the first of a new month, Pinch and a Punch. Happy New Year for some businesses today, Friday the 1st of July, blimey. Forecast today, it should be fine apart from a brief shower before dawn. Hello, Dawn. Yes, I noticed a shower as I was coming up this morning. Morning southerlies dying out, then northwesterlies developing this afternoon, aiming for a high of 15. Only got to 13 yesterday. Now, overnight tonight, 3. For your weekend sport and other activities outdoors, should be all right tomorrow, partly cloudy. They say a few late showers now, northwesterlies. Highs around 14 tomorrow. Sunday becoming fine with northwesterlies and 15. And then Monday, which is a big day in the United States, mainly fine. Southerly change, 14 Monday. Wellington fine apart from a brief shower before dawn as well. Strong southerlies easing this morning and then turning northwesterly this afternoon. 15 the high in the city today later. And 14 for Manawatu fine apart from a brief shower early. Westerlies dying out for a time this morning. If you're near the water out to sea today, it's a bit breezy but not quite gale for our inshore waters or Cook Strait. The situation, a front crosses the North Island today followed by southwesterlies. A ridge of high pressure spreads over New Zealand during the weekend. Another front spreads north up the South Island late Sunday while weakening. Out to sea locally, our Kapiti recreational marine forecast for the inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. West at least 20 knots, changing southerly 20 early. And they've already done that, easing to southwest 10 knots mid-morning, then becoming westerly 15 knots late afternoon, easing to variable 5 knots south of Ōtaki this evening. Moderate sea easing mid-morning. Fair visibility and showers clearing early and becoming fine. Northwest swell of 1.5 metres, easing to a metre, and a southwest swell half a metre developing. And for the weekend, tomorrow, variable 5 knots, northwest 15 developing in the afternoon. Partly cloudy, a few late showers, northwest swell of a metre, easing to half a metre, southwest swell tomorrow half a metre dying out. And Sunday northwest 15 knots, cloud clearing to fine in the morning, northwest swell of half a metre. With the tides, we had low tide about an hour ago, it'll be high tide at 11:05 this morning and sunrise at 7:45. Sunset a minute later than yesterday, today at 5:03. There are one or two showers about and it's a little blustery from the southeast. Little southeasterlies popped up in the last hour or so, 15 to 33 kilometres per hour at the moment. Pressure, they say it's rising, 1,011, 80% humidity. 7.5 in Pukerua Bay, 8 in Paekakariki, 10 degrees in Ōtaki, Levin 8.5, 10 degrees in Foxton and Shannon, 13 in Palmerston North currently. In Wellington City, there's been some heavy rain in the last half hour and quite blustery southeasterly. Just 6 degrees in town at the moment. 8.5 in Waikanae and Poroporomu just hanging on to 9. A little damp in places with the early morning rain, so just take care. It was getting a little greasy about an hour ago in some spots, and quite blustery too. Quite gusty winds, transmission gully as you head over the Wainui Saddle, so take care. Apart from that, no major problems. Traffic seems to be flowing fairly freely this morning through Horowhenua and Kapiti. No other problems into town. Looking at the web cameras this morning, it looks a bit wet into the city at this stage, but traffic relatively light at the moment. Moderate going down the gorge by the looks of things. Fairly light coming in from the Hutt Valley. No other problems into town. Quite blustery on the Imutaka Hill Road, but it's open. Desert Road's fine this morning. Just the usual roadworks in the usual places. I noticed there was a big flashing sign coming northbound on Old State Highway 1 into Waikanae that said major roadworks, and there could be some delays on the old highway, but there was nothing this morning. So just take care. Usual works around Waikanae and Poroporomu. I noticed they're putting in traffic lights now at that new crossing to get from basically Coastlands to Poroporomu railway station. Yeah, just what we need, more traffic lights to hold up more bloody traffic. Sorry, that makes me angry. Look at Rimu Road in Poroporomu. What a mess that is. Anyway, that's what's going to happen. Take care. It's on the roads. We'll keep you in touch through the day. Trains this morning. Just spoke with Train Control. They're happy. Everything's running to schedule. Metlink Services and Capital Connection. Looks like we have trains all weekend as well on the line. Hooray. No maintenance that we're aware of. Local buses and coaches into town on time. If you're flying this morning out of Kapiti Coast Airport, Air Chatham should get away this morning. Came in last night. I heard that on time. So 5 to 7, that's departing. And Sounds Air comes in at about 20 past 8, then goes back out at 8:45 to Blenheim this morning. Wellington Airport on the big board. A couple of international flights already. They got away this morning. We're getting away. 6 o'clock to Melbourne. And 6 o'clock. Oh, I see. They're delayed half an hour. Melbourne, Brisbane. No big deal. They're the only ones that seem to be delayed. Everything else on time at the moment, in and out of Wellington, and the ferries on time as well. So there's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio. Friday, the 1st of July. Wow. 12 minutes past 6. World news now from DW.
This is DW News, live from Berlin. NATO members wrap up their summit with pledges for a significant increase in combat forces. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says NATO is a defensive alliance with no intention of committing acts of aggression. Also coming up on the show, Russia concedes some occupied territory to Ukraine. It hands back Snake Island in the Black Sea after months of heavy fighting. I'm Claire Richardson. Welcome to the show. NATO leaders have ended a three-day summit with a pledge to continue supporting Ukraine. The last day of the Madrid meeting also focused on the global food crisis. NATO leaders blamed Russia for rising food and energy prices and reiterated their mutual defense commitments. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said NATO is more important than ever for global security. He stressed the alliance is defensive and dismissed the Russian President Vladimir Putin's suggestion that it could threaten other countries.
This is honestly pretty ridiculous. In fact, NATO is a defensive alliance. It does not attack other countries and has no intention of doing so. It is not a threat to anyone within its own neighborhood. In fact, it is Putin who has made imperialism the goal of his policies and the object of his policies.
And I asked our correspondent, Terry Schultz, whether the summit came up with anything to help end the war in Ukraine.
Hi, Claire. Well, the alliance did present a new package of assistance to Ukraine, many more weapons, upgrading Ukraine's capabilities to what they call NATO-grade weapons from the old Soviet-era equipment that they had been given at first. Very definitely trying to keep Ukraine in the fight for the long haul. Particularly U.S. President Biden was adamant that Ukraine cannot win this war, that Russia cannot be allowed to win this war. And that is, of course, because nobody knows knows where Russian President Vladimir Putin would set his sights next, and everyone fears that would be on the NATO countries along the eastern flank of the alliance. So they are melding together, both wanting to help Ukraine and being worried about their self-interest. And that is why all of the leaders here still say Ukraine can and must win the war, and we're going to do everything we can to help Ukraine do that, no matter how long it takes.
Now, before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, I mean, NATO was criticized by some as a vestige of the Cold War. You even had French President Emmanuel Macron calling it brain dead. Is it fair to say that we have now seen a revitalization of the alliance?
You've certainly seen an expansion of the alliance in terms of what resources they are putting at NATO's hands. You've seen the Rapid Response Force moving, with the decisions approved at this summit, from a standing force of 40,000 soldiers ready to move to any emergency location to more than 300,000. All 30 allies have tallied up what they'd be willing to give NATO in case of a crisis on NATO territory. And those are just hundreds of thousands of troops that weren't there before. So, yes, you've definitely seen an increase in what NATO's capabilities are, and you're going to see an expansion in the size of the alliance, with Finland and Sweden expected to join the alliance over the next year.
Now, speaking of that, I want to ask you about something that happened at a news conference today, and that is that the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said that he could still block the accession of Sweden and Finland if the Nordic pair don't keep their promises. What exactly did he mean by that?
Yes, this is a cliffhanger, one of the last press conferences here at the summit. Many people were already packing up to go home. But it's important that we point out that President Erdogan was talking about what he called their promises. And that is that in a memo signed by the three leaders 2 days ago, Finland and Sweden vowed to continue fighting terrorism, to continue a lack of support for organizations that Turkey considers terrorist organizations, like the PKK, which is also considered a terrorist entity by the European Union. But what Erdogan did just late this afternoon was that he came out in a press conference and said that Sweden had agreed to extradite 73 terrorists, in his view. Now, this is certainly not something that we've heard from the Swedish government. They said that they hadn't made any changes to decisions made by their judiciary, for example. And Erdogan said further that if Sweden did not keep this promise, that he wouldn't send the ratification, he wouldn't send the membership ratification to his parliament, which is required for Sweden to join the alliance. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen with this. I talked to NATO officials after this who said, we're just going to presume that Turkey keeps its word, along with Finland and Sweden, and that on Tuesday the three will be signing an agreement which formally starts Finland and Sweden's membership process in NATO.
We'll, of course, be keeping an eye on that and keeping you updated. DW's Terry Schultz for us in Madrid. Thanks, as always, for your reporting. And meanwhile, Russia says it has withdrawn its forces from Ukraine's Snake Island in the Black Sea. Moscow calls it a goodwill gesture that shows it's not blocking Ukrainian grain exports. Snake Island became a symbol of resistance at the start of the war when Ukrainian soldiers there rejected a Russian warship's demand to surrender. And I asked DW's Nick Connolly in Kyiv what the Russian withdrawal from Snake Island means for Ukraine's grain exports.
Unfortunately, I think it means pretty little right now. You still have the major issue of the mines, Russian and Ukrainian sea mines in those waters near Odessa. I think it's very unlikely that any foreign trading ships, any grain transporting ships that are privately owned, are going to be willing to go to those ports if the situation stays as it is. Still lots of Russian military ships in that part of the Black Sea, lots of other fighting going on. So I think for now it doesn't really make much of a difference. What it does make a difference to is Russia's ambitions to capture more of Ukraine's Black Sea coastline, Odessa region, the Mykolaiv region. For that, this small island near the Delta Danube was an important military staging point, and Ukraine has been focusing a whole lot of firepower, including some brand new, as we understand, American rocket launchers on attacking targets there. And it seems that the Russians just had to go because they were being hit time and time again. So this Russian talk of this being a gesture of goodwill, I think, is pretty much meaningless. They said similar things when they were doing very badly around Kyiv, when they withdrew from the area around Kyiv earlier on the war. So I think this is just a kind of fig leaf and attempt to cover the fact that they were really feeling the heat from Ukrainian military pressure there.
Well, Moscow is still gaining ground in eastern Ukraine, and fears are growing that Lysychansk might soon become the second major city to fall. DW's Nick Connolly, who you just heard from there, has also filed this report looking at whether Ukraine's Western backers are doing enough to turn the tables on the battlefield.
These American-built rocket launchers are Kyiv's new pride and joy, finally delivered after months of increasingly desperate requests and able to hit targets 80 kilometers away with greater accuracy than any artillery Ukraine, or Russia for that matter, currently have in their arsenals. That means Ukraine can now hit Russian positions without fear of return fire. There's only one problem. Ukraine has four of them. Four. Mostly, though, this war is still being fought with tactics that haven't changed significantly since World War II. Much of the equipment is more than 50 years old, except that Russia has a lot more of it, and Ukraine is starting to run out of ammunition. Ukraine says the Russians have 10 howitzers for each of theirs. Western intelligence sources put the number somewhat lower, but agree Kyiv is hopelessly outgunned. All that leaves Ukraine unable to hope to do much more than slow down the Russian advance. The results, though, are clear. This is what Russian forces have done to Severodonetsk and its surroundings. Ukraine estimates they were firing up to 50,000 rounds a day. This region used to be home to hundreds of thousands of people. It's not clear how many may remain or what they might have stayed for. The Ukrainian army has now left, and President Zelensky has pronounced the city, quote, dead. This is what happens when just one shell comes down near an apartment block without even a direct hit. 3 months ago, the Russian army was just 10 kilometers away from this street in Kyiv. No matter how well Soviet-era shells are aimed, they're simply not accurate enough, putting civilians at risk.
The Russians have much more artillery than we do. It's as simple as that. Obviously, our army is facing losses, but it's our cities that are really bearing the brunt. They're being wiped out by Russian artillery. If the West wants to help us, they should send us enough for us to gain the upper hand. If we just receive drips and drabs, the Russian will be able to destroy the shipments. It won't be worth doing.
After months of delays and political wrangling, these German-built howitzers have finally made it to the front lines, all seven of them. If that sounds insignificant, it's actually almost a fifth of what Germany has available and ready to use. But it's a drop in the ocean when trying to fight back the Russian invasion over 2,000 kilometers of front lines. The fear is that Western arms supplies are only just enough to stop Ukraine's army from collapsing. Enough to allow an orderly Ukrainian retreat rather than stopping the Russian advance, let alone a major counterattack.
Let's bring you up to speed now with some other world news stories making headlines. At least five people have been killed during pro-democracy protests in Sudan. Groups opposing military rule have been holding mass rallies since a military coup last October. The army crackdown on the demonstrations has become increasingly violent. More than 100 protesters have died. Israeli lawmakers have voted to dissolve parliament. The move triggers the fifth election in less than 4 years. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid becomes the interim prime minister, taking over from Naftali Bennett, who says he will not run for re-election in November. And officials in Tokyo are urging businesses and residents to save power in a record-breaking heat wave. Daytime highs are hovering at around 40 degrees Celsius. The hot spell follows the earliest end to the rainy season in decades, and temperatures are expected to drop next week. To the United States now, where the Supreme Court has decided that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency does not have the authority to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. The ruling by the majority conservative court is a big blow to the Biden administration's fight against climate change. It means the government will now depend on Congress in its battle to curb emissions.
Paint your roof, paint your house, call the Ko-Fi guys.
Think you need a new roof? Then think again. Give your roof new life and new color by the professionals for less cost. Fixit Roofing are exclusive Ko-Fi roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Fixit Roofing can paint your concrete tiles or iron roof and resurface decromastic tiles. We're specialists in pointing, mortaring, sealing leaks, replacing old nails and applying rust-kill treatments. With our roof inspections, you'll receive a full report with options. Let us install your new roof with guttering too. And our maintenance program will rid your roof, gutters, decks, pars of moss and lichen. Give Kelly a call on 04-298-5172 or 0800-COFI. Fix-It Roofing Limited, a member of Roof Association New Zealand, are your COFI roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Roofing specialists for over 35 years.
Call the COFI guys. Call the COFI guys.
25 past 6, this is Coast Access Radio. Friday, the 1st of July, Pinch and a Punch. More news from PMN News shortly at 6.30. We'll check weather for the central region and the main centres. Have a look at today's Dom post for you as well. Don't forget, public's invited tomorrow to the National Poultry and Pigeon Show, currently on at the Horta Whenua Event Centre, but it's public day tomorrow at the Horta Whenua Event Centre and Showgrounds in Victoria Street between 9 tomorrow morning and 8 in the evening. It's $5 for adults. Lots and lots of poultry and pigeons, as well as rabbits, food trucks, stalls from local businesses. Going to be a big fair, the National Poultry and Pigeon Show, for the public tomorrow, which is Saturday, at the Horta Whenua Event Centre. Get along, you might see a mockingbird there.
Zimbabwe. I'm Kalia Strong. A Pacific Health provider says Pacifica will be well involved in the new health system that comes into effect today. Health NZ will be responsible for the day-to-day running of the system for the whole country, with the 20 district health boards being dissolved and merged into one entity. The Fono CEO, Tivita Funaki, says the way the new system is structured will also suit Pacifica, being a first of its kind.
Pacific are actually in that structure, so we're part of the whole infrastructure for health. There are some learnings during the COVID stuff and also in the past as Pacific providers. They've indicated their commitment to developing an investment into Pacific providers, looking at investment into workforce, Pacific workforce.
And problem gambling has been called a silent killer among Pacific communities. Auckland University academic Dr. Edmund Fihoko says it's an epidemic sweeping across South Auckland communities where there is easy access to pokie machines. Fihoko welcomes the $76 million investment to address the problem, but says the solutions must be community driven.
I call it the silent killer. It's an epidemic that's hitting our Pacific communities like no other. Gambling does sit in the addiction space alongside alcohol and drugs. The difference is that we can tell an alcoholic, we can tell someone that uses drugs a lot. And gambling is a behavior that we tend to mask a lot.
And New Zealand has secured a major free trade deal with the European Union that could grow the economy by up to $1.8 billion a year. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's a strategically important and economically beneficial deal that comes at a crucial time in our COVID-19 recovery. She says it delivers tangible gains for exporters into a restrictive agricultural market and cuts costs and red tape for exporters. Under the new free trade deal, 97% of New Zealand's current exports to the EU will be duty-free. And to sports, the Pacific Nations Cup kicks off this weekend with Samoa playing Australia A at the ANZ Stadium in Suva on Saturday. This will be followed by Tonga's Ikalitahi playing Fiji at the same venue. Tonga is fielding a star-studded lineup that includes ex-Wallaby Israel Folau and former All Blacks duo Charles Piutau and Augustine Pulu. They join former All Blacks midfielder Malachi Fikitoa and ex-Wallabies forward Lopiti Timani. And finally, a Pacific short film will be featuring in this year's Māoriland International Indigenous Film Festival. The Voyager's Legacy, directed by Samoan Bailey Poaching, is set in the 70s, telling the story of a Samoan family living in Auckland's Ponsonby suburb during the Dawn Raids. Female actor Gabrielle Solomona says the film is directed from a different perspective.
I think it's going to be really insightful for Pacific people, and I think it's going to be quite heartfelt. I think a lot of, especially young people, are going to be able to relate to it. And I think also a lot of parent generation who were kids at the time, they'll be able to relate to it more and identify themselves with the children within the short film.
Māoriland Festival is running in Ōtaki near Wellington until Sunday night. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Had a glass accident? Or perhaps the ranch slider doesn't. Slide, that is. The rollers don't roll. Are your windows sticky? Or are they leaky? Leaking cold grass. Sounds like you need to call Simon of iGlaze. Simon is an NZQA accredited glazier. He does it all. Glazing, locks, rollers, hinges, seals, any and all windows, ranch sliders, glass maintenance, bathroom glass. He'll do it all. So give him a call, 021-211-770. 021-211-770. Or pop into Olive Grove and ask Fleur, hey, where's Simon of iGlaze?
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
At 26 to 7 on this Friday, the 1st of July, Pinchin' a Punch should be fine. Just a brief early shower. We've had one or two already this morning. So basically a fine day. Morning southerlies will die out and then northwesterlies develop this afternoon. Aiming for 15 as a high today. We had 13 apparently yesterday. 3 overnight tonight. A few weekend events and activities, market days, Saturday sport. They say partly cloudy and a few late showers, northwesterlies, and 14 tomorrow. Sunday becoming fine, northwesterlies and 15, and then Monday, which is Independence Day in America, mainly fine, southerly change, 14. In Wellington, rain clearing to fine weather this morning. Strong southerlies easing this morning, turning northwest this afternoon. 15, the high in the city, though. Fine apart from a brief shower early in Manawatu. Westerlies dying out for a time. And 14. Central New Zealand today in Whanganui, partly cloudy, a few morning showers. Westerlies turn southerly for a time this morning, 15. Taranaki today, partly cloudy with isolated showers becoming widespread for a time this morning. Southwesterly strong exposed places early, 15. For Masterton, Wairarapa today, a brief early morning shower, then fine. Westerlies change southerly this morning and then they'll ease, 13. Hawke's Bay today, scattered showers developing this morning with a southerly change, 15. Blenheim and Marlborough today, morning cloud and a few showers, and then becoming fine by afternoon. Southerlies turning westerly about midday, 13. Auckland today, showers developing this morning, then clearing this afternoon while remaining cloudy. Southwesterlies, 16. Christchurch, fine, apart from showers early, then a morning frost. Southwesterlies dying out, 10. And fine, apart from evening showers, Dunedin today, strong westerlies and 11. Near the water today, out to sea, no wind warnings, no gale warnings, but a bit of a swell. Northwest swell of 1.5 metres easing to a metre. Also a southwest swell of 0.5 metre developing. Next tide on the coast will be high tide at 11:05. The next low tide at about 5:15. This evening, sunrise 7:45. Sunset 5:03. One or two showers, just sprinkling across parts of Kapiti this morning. And the southeast has been a bit fresh. It'll start to die down soon. Gusting 30-35 km. Pressure at the moment, 1,011, 80% humidity, 7.5 in Pukerua Bay, 8 in Paikakariki, Ōtaki 10, 9.5 in Levin, 10 degrees in Foxton and Shannon, 6.5 in Wellington City. They've had one or two heavier showers this morning and a moderate southeasterly. Waikanae's gone down to 8, and Poroporomu 9, but feels more like about 5. Traffic starting to pick up a little bit as he heads south of Poroporomu along the Raumati Straits this morning. Been a bit blustery in places with that south-south-easter, and one or two people have said it's quite windy over Transmission Gully as you go south across the Wainui Saddle, so just take a wee bit of care and a few showery bits around this morning. Apart from that, no reports of accidents or crashes this morning. Moderate traffic flows as you head south into the city, starting to build up a bit. For some reason, looks very busy south of Tawa, Newlands, Johnsonville, down the gorge this morning. That's early. Don't know why. It still looks a bit greasy, too, on the roads around parts of Wellington City. Coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone, moderate flows I can see on the highway there, but as I say, no crashes, no accidents. Continuing roadworks around Poroporomu, Waikanae town centres area, no problems on the desert road. A little blustery and a few showery bits on the Rimutaka Hill Road, but all open. Are the roads open? Anything else, let us know. We'll keep monitoring through the morning, through the day, for Friday. Train services on schedule, Metlink, Capital Connection. There's a noisy freight going through this morning. I think it's the way the wind's blowing. That's why we hear the noise. But apart from that, all the trains are on schedule. Passenger services, looks like we have trains all weekend. No bus replacements at the moment. Local buses are fine. Air Chatham should get away from Kapiti Coast Airport at 5 to 7 this morning. Then back in at about 4:15 because it's Friday. And Sounds Air in and out as well from Blenheim at about 8:20. And then back out at 9:15. So busy Kapiti Coast Airport. Wellington Airport on the big board. The international flights delayed by 3/4 hour this morning for some reason. Flights to Melbourne and Brisbane both should have gone at 6:00. They're now leaving at 6:45. All the domestic services pretty much on schedule at the moment. One or two slight delays, Blenheim, Gisborne, but wouldn't worry about 10-15 minutes. And that's this morning. Everything else on time. I see there's a Jetstar flight to Auckland, the 12:25 JQ258. If you're on that, that's showing as cancelled now. Ferries on time. Commuter information at Coast Access Radio. Time is 21:07. Friday, 1st of July. Can you believe it? We'll have a look at today's Dominion Post in just a moment.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF.
Friday. God it's Friday, 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 Friday.
Todd Zehner for breakfast, Coast Access Radio.
Here's another song about birds. Thanks, Greg. Creole and the Coconuts and the Stool Pigeon. Oh, cha 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 at Coast Access Radio. Good morning, 17 to 7. Todd Zehner for breakfast. I'm still a little bit congested. And it's been like that for 2 or 3 weeks, to be fair. It's just something that lingers on and on and on. And try and have plenty of liquids and lozenges. Must be something for it. It'll clear. Welcome to this Friday, 1st of July already, the 7th month. Has arrived. Can you believe it? Pinch and a punch, slap and a kick, etc. A reminder from Carpety WEA. Thank you, Stacey, for the message. Carpety WEA courses more or less back to normal this year. And another course on tomorrow morning in Waikanae, the Waikanae Presbyterian Church, Crossing the Oceans, Seafarers in New Zealand Maritime History. This course is on from 10 tomorrow morning at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church. And if you'd like to go to that course, you can just Google Kapiti WEA, find out all about them. Become a member. some good discounts to go to the various courses that they run through the year, the Workers' Educational Association, Kapiti WEA. So enjoy that. Thank you for letting us know. 6:45, let's have a look at today's Dominion Post. On the front page, capital rates increased by 8%, as in Wellington City. Wellingtonians will be paying an average of 8% more for rates than they were last year, after the council approved its spending plan for the next year. So that's Wellington. What about the other areas? What about Horta Whenua? What about Kapiti? It's going to be about the same. Guess we'll find out in due course. Also on the front page, record wahine Māori police recruits. So read about that. My comment is this. I don't mind male, female, otherwise, so long as they're the best people for the job. Isn't that how it should be? And also on the front page, new body won't change workers' fear. Read up about that. People working long hours in various situations. So that story continues through the paper. Pages 2 and 3 in the Don Post, which are stuck together. There you go. A story about the Prime Minister Ardern speaks with Zelensky after NATO summit. Ukrainian president, not face-to-face, but on the phone. Also page 2, MFAT policy change after veto of flag. What's that all about? 6 arrests, Mahanga Bay site cleared. Land occupiers, protesters, call them what you like. Defence stands by its 757s, the aircraft, but keen to ditch Big Bang approach to upgrades. 757s are so old, those aircraft. Story out of Hawke's Bay Prison, a savage attack on a guard there. Read about that. So Hutt City Council has adopted its annual plan, approving a rates increase of 5.9% in the Hutt. And 4 of the 15 people publicly sought over the occupation at Parliament have now been identified. Still looking for the others. More news, pages 4 and 5. On page 4, sailor sentenced to military detention. Read about that. 2 far-right groups join New Zealand's terror list. And the bar raised for highest number of Māori recruits. More about the police. New watchdog to field complaints. Parliament set to appoint a new independent commissioner. And you may have heard yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson has tested positive for COVID-19. Story about a murder as well. Daycare didn't pass pics on and adults didn't act. The orange setting stays. COVID advice changes. It's still too confusing, though, isn't it? A lot of people seem to be maskless in retail outlets, just ignoring things. So read about that on page 5. More news. Pages 8 and 9. Paper seems to be stuck together today. Grip loosens on portfolio. Wellington City Council's voted to put its cash-strapped housing portfolio into a different ownership model. Read about that. Page 9, long wait for regular train service. Kapiti Line, they're talking about Kapiti Line. May have to wait decades for a more frequent service. Well, that's not going to get Wellington moving, isn't it? And the pandemic's been blamed for delay to new carriages for the Capital Connection. A mayoral candidate wants a carless Cuba Street in Wellington City. And the new airport buses are finally back. And they've hit the streets as of what today? The Airport Express. It's been ages. Had that. Wellington's Creative Voice, page 11. It's good to hear about Māori Land Film Festival featuring on the news at 6:30. Letters to the editor on page 15 today. Any locals? Doesn't appear to be, but rail and light rail topic of discussion. Back page, in the sports section, let's talk about six is the headline. This is all about Scott Barrett. He can get blindside flanker for the All Blacks for the first test against Ireland tomorrow. I think that's a pretty good choice, considering what they've got. In fact, there are three Barretts starting, aren't there? So is that 3 out of 15? 1 out of 5. So that's 20% of the All Blacks starting lineup is a Barrett tomorrow. Let's read up all about that. Warriors as well. Inside back page. They play on Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Warriors lap up the comforts of home. A bit more about rugby. Daryl Mitchell on the rise. Hockey, football. Tennis as well. Been a few more upsets in the French Open. Rugby analysis. More rugby. And the Wallabies as well, playing England. Okay. And a bit of golf news as well. So there's your Don Post. There's a big lift out. Oh, what's that? No, it's all advertising. That's what makes the paper so thick today. So there you go. There's your Don Post for today, Friday, the 1st of July. Get yours from good outlets. 9 minutes to 7, Coast Access Radio. Public transport's all on time at the moment. According to train control, Capital Connection's good. Fares haven't gone up today, have they? Have they extended that service? It's all trains. Looks like we have trains all weekend. Busy on the roads, though. Getting busier further south through Transmission Gully, and it's a bit blustery. That little southerly coming through and a little damp as you get closer to Wellington. Take care. Eight minutes to seven at Coast Access Radio. No frost on the windscreen today. Frost and ice, a little bit of that yesterday, but no, might get a little bit of that overnight. They talk about an overnight low of about 3 degrees or even colder in some places. 8 minutes to 7 now. I think this group was from Palmerston North called The Remarkables. The Swing King song, The Remarkables, Coast Access Radio 5 to 7. It is. I see the Kapiti Coast Photographic Society are now asking for submissions for their Winter Salon competition. You'd like to be part of that? Kapiti Coast Photographic Society, they're still going. The Winter Salon series submissions close on the 24th of this month, July, for digital entries for the salon entry. And you can go to the KCPS website. It's all basically digital now. kcps.org.nz website, and get your salon and competition entry menu page and hand your submissions in. And so on, digital entries in by the 24th and prints in by the 25th at their next meeting. Kapiti Coast Photographic Society, yes, kcps.org.nz. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. 5 to 7.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
Want their dream garden? Want their lush lawn? Want delicious homegrown veggies? Coastal Landscape Supplies has it all. Top quality organic weed-free soil, mulch, compost, veggie mix and lawn mix to sow, re-sow, plant and grow. Available in bags or bulk. Coastal Landscape Supplies, trusted in Kapiti for over 25 years. Omahi Street, Waikanae. Don't forget your trailer, truck or ask about the delivery service.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
And don't forget the Kapiti Arts and Crafts Society, the Kapiti Gallery, open once again today. Their New Zealand Icons exhibition continues for another week or so. They're open Thursdays to Sundays between 10 and 3 at the Kapiti Gallery, 192 Matai Road in Raumati Beach. 4 minutes to 7. Next news and sport from RNZ shortly. Then we'll catch up with Nigel Hopkins. Wee bit of local sport word of the day, the birthday list in today in history. A bit breezy in places. A little southeasterly flick has come through this morning. Die down as the day goes on. So reap the wild wind. This is Ultravox at Coast Access Radio.
RNZ News at 7. Good morning. I'm Nicola Wright. After 4 years of negotiating, New Zealand and the European Union have agreed a free trade deal. It's expected to boost annual export earnings by up to $1.5 billion by 2035. But there's already a backlash from the red meat and dairy sector, who say the gains are minimal and well below expectations. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
In its hunt for new trade opportunities, New Zealand has secured the long-awaited deal. Negotiations were said to go down to the wire in Brussels overnight, with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern hailing it as strategically important and economically beneficial. For the EU, it was also about a deal emphasising sustainability, climate change and labour standards. But meat and dairy say their share of the large and lucrative market will be minuscule, and they're extremely disappointed with the outcome.
The High Court has ruled Corrections has broken the law by hosing prisoners with a special type of pepper spray called the Cell Buster. It was used several times against Mihi Bassett and Karma Cripps at Auckland Women's Prison in 2019 and involves hosing the spray from a large canister into a closed cell to incapacitate inmates. Justice Ellis found that the regulations enforced between 2009 and 2021 did not properly authorise the spray's use, and that corrections ministers could not be sure the weapon could be used safely. The judge said its use against vulnerable inmates was unpalatable. The cell buster was used 27 times in New Zealand prisons between 2016 and 2021. Today, Health New Zealand, the new national health agency, replaces all 20 district health boards. Those working in healthcare hope it will end the huge disparities in treatment and survival known as the postcode lottery. Our health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
The change comes as the health system groans under the weight of COVID, winter illnesses and crippling staff shortages. Patients won't notice anything different today. Even the DHB names and signs will still be in place. But Medical Director of the Cancer Society, George Laking, hopes over time the new body will create the same level of care for people, no matter who they are or where they live. Former HUT board member Richard Stein worries transparency and local voices will be lost in the huge new bureaucracy. And healthcare workers want the staffing crisis to be a top priority.
The US President Joe Biden insists Russia will not be able to defeat Ukraine and says his country will keep up its support for as long as it takes. Speaking at the end of a NATO summit in Madrid, Mr. Biden said Russia is paying a very heavy price for its invasion and has already lost its international standing.
Russia's in a position where the whole world's looking and saying, wait a minute, all this effort, you tried to take the whole country, you tried to take Kyiv, you lost, you've tried to take the Donbass, all of it, you haven't done that yet.
Joe Biden says Washington and its allies are united in standing up to Russia's president, Vladimir Putin. Russian forces have abandoned the strategic Black Sea outpost of Snake Island in a victory for Ukraine that could loosen the grip of Russia's blockade on Ukrainian ports. Russia says it decided to withdraw as a gesture of goodwill to show Moscow is not obstructing UN efforts to open a humanitarian corridor. But Ukraine disputes that, saying it drove the Russian forces out with an artillery and missile assault overnight. Analysts say the withdrawal is a recognition by Moscow that its forces can't hold the island. Wellington hospitals expect to have to put off almost a third of planned operations during a four-week-long cutback of non-urgent care. The deferral started last week and is on top of an earlier two-week one as Wellington and HUT hospitals struggle with high patient numbers and staff sickness. Rosie Gordon reports.
An estimate obtained by RNZ shows the DHBs anticipate 428 surgeries will be delayed across both hospitals. 300 of those are in Wellington and the rest are at HUT. Patients can get an exemption, but the DHBs have not responded to questions about how many have been granted and what the criteria are. The hospitals will decide in about 2 weeks whether they will continue to put off non-urgent operations.
An independent inquiry into abuse at Dilworth School in Auckland begins today with registrations opening for survivors and their whānau. The inquiry's head, former Governor-General Dame Sylvia Cartwright, will be joined by Francis Joychild, QC. Dame Sylvia says they're committed to finding out how and why it happened at the boarding school in order to prevent any further harm to the Dilworth community. The inquiry intends to report its findings by the end of the year. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has been sworn in as the Philippines president in a ceremony in Manila, succeeding the outgoing leader Rodrigo Duterte. His inauguration marks a stunning comeback for the Marcos political dynasty, which was ousted after a popular revolt in 1986. A Wahine Māori police graduate says having more Māori women in the force will help the community feel more at ease with the police. Sophia Herawini is one of 24 Wahine Māori who graduated from Wing 355, which had a record number of Māori women in one intake. She says there's a huge need for more because they understand their own communities.
Those that are in the communities will definitely feel more understood, and just because of tikanga Māori, we know how to work around things, and they'll be more open to coming to police and, you know, stepping forward and asking for that help. Our people looking after our people will be a big thing, and it's important for us.
The record numbers follow a campaign to attract more Wahine Māori into the police. In sport, Auckland golfer Ryan Fox holds a one-shot lead after the opening round of the Irish Open. Fox carded an 8-under par 64, which included 8 birdies. Australian Nick Kyrgios and world number one Iga Swiatek have advanced to the third round at Wimbledon. New Zealand's Michael Venus and his German partner were beaten in their first round doubles match. Halfback Aaron Smith says the All Blacks' recent record against Ireland makes tomorrow's first test all the more enticing. Ireland have won 3 of their last 5 tests against New Zealand, including last November in Dublin, though the All Blacks haven't lost at Eden Park in 28 years.
There's obviously still scar tissue. You'd be silly not to still think about last year. But this group's been really excited about looking at the footage, reviewing that game. There's a lot of hungry people on the bus. We're jumping out of our skin to run out at Eden Park.
Smith starts inside Beauden Barrett. And the Silver Ferns will defend their Constellation Cup title against Australia in 4 tests in October. That's the news.
Incontinence. A lot of people have problems with it, especially nighttime incontinence, but no one talks about it. Anzacare does. They understand. Sleep is incredibly important, but when you or a family member has an incontinence issue, it can disrupt your sleep as well as the psychological effects. Relax. There are an amazing array of products that will help. Located right in Mahara Place, Waikanae. Dry Sleeper at Anzacare next to the old library. Or you can search Dry Sleeper or Anzacare online to find their website. Dry Sleeper by Anzacare products are not going to let you down. Eco-friendly, reusable, designed in New Zealand by a New Zealand-owned company. They're a great investment. If you are over the extra washing and need a product that is really absorbent, soft and discreet, visit Dry Sleeper by Anzacare. They care.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Good morning, 7:08, pinch and a punch for the first of the month. Friday, the 1st of July, has arrived today. Basically should be fine, apart from a brief shower early, which is what we've had. Still looks quite damp outside. Morning southerlies dying out, and then northwesterlies developing this afternoon. A 15-degree high today. That'll be more than the 13 we had yesterday. Overnight, a chilly 3 degrees around the region. Now, for your weekend sport and other activities tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few late showers and northwesterlies, they say. 14 the high tomorrow. Sunday becoming fine, northwesterlies and 15. And then Monday, mainly fine, southerly change, 14. In Wellington, rain clearing to fine weather this morning. Strong southerlies easing this morning and then turning northwest this afternoon. 15 in the capital today. 14 in Manawa too, fine apart from a brief shower early. Westerlies dying out for a time this morning. Out to sea today, it's breezy but not quite gale. Let's check our marine weather, our Kapiti recreational area for the inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. Westerly winds 20 knots, changing southerly 20 early, easing to southwest 10 knots mid-morning, becoming westerly 15 knots late afternoon, easing to variable 5 south of Ōtaki this evening. Moderate sea easing mid-morning. Fair visibility and showers clearing early morning and becoming fine. Northwest swell 1.5 metres, easing to 1 metre. Southwest swell also 0.5 metre developing. For the weekend, tomorrow, variable 5 knots. Northwest 15 developing in the afternoon, partly cloudy. A few late showers tomorrow. Northwest swell of 1 metre, easing to 0.5 metre. Southwest swell 0.5 metre dying out. And Sunday, northwest winds of 15 knots, cloud clearing to fine in the morning, northwest swell half a metre. Cook Strait today, southerlies 30 knots, easing to variable 10 by midday, westerly 20 knots developing early afternoon, rough sea easing, long period southerly swell of a metre developing today. Next tide on the coast is high tide. That's at 11:05 this morning, and the low tide will be at 5:15 early this evening. Sunrise at 7:45, sunset 5:03. Another amazingly colourful sunset yesterday evening. At the moment, one or two little showers have been skipping across Kapiti in the last, hour or two. See, there's one or two lingering in the ranges and towards the Wellington south coast. The wind still relatively moderate from the southeast, 22 to 35 kilometres per hour pressure. It's gone up this morning, up a couple of points since 6 o'clock, 1,013 hectopascals now, 72% humidity. Pukedua Bay 7.5, 8 in Paikakariki, Otaki showing 9. Levin at the moment 9.5, 10 in Foxton and Shannon, 13 currently in Palmerston North. Wellington City, one or two showers around, quite a stiff southeasterly, 40, 45 kilometres per hour, 6.5 degrees in the city. Waikanae is showing 8, and Poroporomu now 8 degrees. Fairly busy on the roads, but no major problems to tell you about. It's a little bit damp here and there, but apart from that, quite windy also over Transmission Gully, but traffic seems to be flowing fairly well, fairly busy on State Highway 1, Transmission Gully, south to the city, but no major disruptions or delays. Fairly quiet on State Highway 59, looks wet there as well, south of Paikakariki towards Pukedua Bay. No other problems, haven't heard of any accidents or crashes. All highways and roads are open. Does look fairly busy on the web cameras as you head south, Newlands, Johnsonville, and quite wet there this morning also. A lot of traffic down the gorge. Fairly busy coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone. No problems further north. Central North Island, Desert Road, Odumotaka's all open. Bit breezy through there. Anything else, let us know. We'll keep you up to date through the morning, through the day for a Friday. Trains on schedule this morning. Tanya said the Capital Connection gave a big loud toot as it went through Levin this morning. Maybe the way the wind's blowing. So that's on time. Metlink services running to schedule. Trains all day and trains all weekend by the looks of things. Can't see that we've got any bus replacements on the Kapiti line this weekend. All on time. Local buses are fine. Air Chatham should have got away by now to Auckland. 5:05 it was scheduled to go. Sounds Air coming in about 8:20 from Blenheim, then back out at 8:45. And then Air Chatham's will come back in at 4:15 this afternoon, being the Friday. Now, Wellington Airport on the big board, arrivals, departures. The two international flights left about 45 minutes late this morning to Melbourne and Brisbane, but they have gone. Most other flights, looking down the board, pretty much on time. One cancelled flight, if you're on the Jetstar flight to Auckland at 12:25, JQ258, that's showing as cancelled. But I see there's another Jetstar flight at 12:40, so maybe they've replaced that. Ferries, they're running to time. So that's it, traffic and commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. It's 7:13. Welcome to the 1st of July. I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you.
Hi, this is K. Gurunathan, Mayor of Kapiti Coast, and you are listening to Todd Zehner for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio.
Won't be able to play that much after October. 7:14, Fred Schneider from this group's having a birthday. Fred Schneider is 71. I don't know whether you even hear him singing this song on the B-52s. Happy birthday, Fred.
We'll be right back.
Of all the songs to play from the B-52s, I've picked one where Fred Schneider doesn't sing. Ah, well. Fred Schneider's 71st birthday today with that amazing voice. But that's good, the B-52s. That's a song called Legal Tender. Coast Access Radio. 17 past 7 it is. Welcome to Friday, the 1st of July. Todd Zahner for breakfast. I've just heard from Nigel. He's not coming in this morning. He's got a dose of the flu. There's the flu, there's COVID, there's everything going around at the moment. So sensibly staying away, staying warm. Thanks, Nigel. Get well soon. But he has sent through the local sport. I suppose I'll have to find a word of the day. I will. I'll find something. So thanks, Nigel. We won't hear from him today. Be back next week. Happy New Year for a lot of businesses also today, rounding out their financial year yesterday. So into a new year. Hope it goes well. 7:18. Now, isn't tomorrow the big Monster Garage Sale Day, the Lions Club? It is, isn't it? Monster Garage Sale tomorrow, which is Saturday, the 2nd of July, from 8 through to, I guess, midday or so, at the Waikanae War Memorial Hall, Pehi Cooper Street in Waikanae. Thank you for all your donations. Another great fundraiser for various community people. So get along. And if you maybe want to be a lion, maybe talk to one of the lions that you'll see tomorrow at the Monster Garage Sale. Roar in tomorrow. Get it? Roar in. The Lions Monster Garage Sale. The Waikanae War Memorial Hall tomorrow, Saturday the 2nd of July from 8 in the morning. Get yourself a bargain. Help do some fundraising. 19 past 7. I heard some banging before. I thought Nigel was trying to knock on the door. I thought I'd locked him out, but no. I heard some banging, but I think the wind is just blowing things around here this morning. A bit of construction and so on. Is that what that is? Here's a little love, Kim Hart. Hello, love. Love at first night, not bite, night. Coast Access Radio, good morning. We could all do with some love, couldn't we? Hello, love. You're sick in the peak, you're sick in the thrill. That takes you back, doesn't it, hearing that? Kim Hart, Love at First Night, Coast Access Radio, night with an N, not a K. 23 minutes past 7. Looks like the weather's trying hard to clear after one or two little early showers. In southerly, it should be a fine-ish day, shouldn't it? 7:23. Now, you may have heard Nigel interview Roger Booth. You remember Roger Booth? Roger Booth used to be our deputy mayor in Kapiti some years ago. Well, Roger Booth, over the years, has written some fine books, and he has another book launching coming up this Sunday called The History of New Zealand Basketball. The game goes on. The History of New Zealand Basketball. Quite an amazing history and an amazing book. Well, the book launch is happening this coming Sunday, the 3rd of July, in Wellington at Rongotai College. It's a free book launching at Rongotai College. And the book launch is happening between 1:30 and 3, which then gives you time to go and watch the Saints and Ayers game at the TSB Arena in Wellington. So the launching will feature a panel of New Zealand basketball identities reflecting on their basketball memories, their stories, reflections and projections. Ex-New Zealand captain Glenn Denham, Carolyn Gray, Heather Stenhouse, two players who divided their playing time between New Zealand and overseas, John Saker and Veronica Thompson. Free pizza as well, that's good. So that launch is happening Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 3rd of July, Rongotai College. If you love basketball, get along. The History of New Zealand Basketball by Roger Booth. Good on you, Roger. Seven. This is Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM. Good morning.
Buying a new home or an investment property? You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Buying your first home? Those KiwiSaver forms can be tricky to fill out. You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Selling a property or subdividing? You'll need a lawyer for that too. Best Practice can help you. Hi, it's Trish here from Best Practice Lawyers. You will love working with the best team because we know what we're doing and we get results. Call us now.
The Māori Land Film Festival going very well until Sunday in Ōtaki at the Māori Land Hub. So get along and enjoy some amazing Indigenous movies. It's getting national and international recognition. You can basically Google Māori Land Film Festival and find out all about it. Literally more than 100 films at the festival this year. So go along and enjoy that, please, in Ōtaki. Until Sunday. They could probably extend it for another year and a half and do well. Good to see that's back again. 26 past 7. More news from PMN News at 7:30. To take us there, the Moody Blues and A Dream About a Car. Did you have a Gemini? Gemini Dream from the Moody Blues.
Runner. I'm Kalia Strong. A new health system that replaces the 20 district health boards comes into effect today. Health New Zealand will take care of the day-to-day running of the whole country, alongside establishing the Māori Health Authority. The CEO of Pacific Health provider The Whanau, Te Vita Funaki, says Pacifica are set to benefit from the new system.
And that's the opportunity that we look for. We will always be vocal, be championing Pacific, and we'll ensure that this new setup will be better for Pacific.
Meanwhile, a Manukau healthcare provider is urging people to get both the flu and COVID jabs. Free flu vaccinations are now available to Pacific people over 55 and for children between the ages of 3 and 12. Dr. Hinemaha Lutui says the flu virus mutates, much like COVID-19, and vaccines are adapted to counter the changes each season.
The flu virus changes every year, and so we do actually adapt the vaccine to what is going to be coming into New Zealand. This year is even more important because people can actually get COVID and flu. If you're not vaccinated at all against either of them, you're more likely to become very sick and unwell if you get it and end up in hospital.
And to the Pacific, New Zealand's new High Commissioner to Tonga, Matt Howell, begins his three-year term after meeting King Tupou VI. Howell, who previously served as High Commissioner to Tuvalu, succeeds Tiffany Babington. Tonga's Prime Minister, Huakava Meliku Siosi Soveleni, says diplomatic relations with New Zealand remain strong and positive. And despite a quiet pre-election campaign period in Papua New Guinea, security will still be a high priority during polling time. RNZ's Pacific correspondent Scott Wairei says it's easy for people outside the country to pass judgment on PNG's handling of conflict, but they need to have knowledge of the cultural and political landscape.
It's a difficult country to manage, and without an appropriate understanding of the tribal differences and the ethnicities and the, you know, the geography, it's quite difficult to understand why we make decisions like that in Papua New Guinea.
And to sports, there will be a wealth of Pacific players in the All Blacks' first test against Ireland in Auckland on Sunday. Waikato's Quinn Tupaea will start at second five, with Chiefs loose forward Peter Gus Soakula named in the reserves. Crusaders winger Lester Fainga Anuku will make his debut on the left wing.
Sitting in the shed, sort of hearing the names flow by and then hearing my name come out was sort of surprising, but at the same time, something that really sparked up a bit of fire in my belly to, you know, listen to that, hear my name get called out, really made me excited for the opportunity to get in front of me.
For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz. All the super
shops. Hi, Owen here from Auto Super Shop Cavity. Some may know us as Woodman Automotive, Mahi Street, Waikanae. I've been in the game now for over 50 years, and together, our team, we've got over 150 years of experience in our workshop, and with the latest tools and diagnostics to really look after your vehicle. Remember us, Auto Super Shop Cavity, 04-293-7651.
It's the place to stop, your Auto Super Shops.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Hi, Tamari. Welcome to Friday, the 1st of July, 26-8. Have we seen the last of the showers? One or two early this morning. Forecast suggests fine weather, a brief shower or two early. Morning southerlies will die out, then northwesterlies develop this afternoon. Highs today 15 for Horowhenua and Kapiti. We had 13 yesterday. Overnight a chilly 3 degrees. And for your weekend sport and other activities tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few late showers they say, and northwesterlies 14 tomorrow. Sunday becoming fine, northwesterlies and 15. And then Monday mainly fine, southerly change and 14. Wellington, rain clearing to fine weather this morning. Strong southerlies easing this morning, then turning northwest this afternoon. 15 expected in the capital today. 14 in Manawatū, fine apart from a brief shower early. Westerlies dying out for a time this morning. No gale warnings out to sea. It's breezy, but not quite gale. The situation, a front crosses the North Island today, followed by southwesterlies. A ridge of high pressure spreads over New Zealand during the weekend, and another front spreads north up the South Island late Sunday, while weakening. Bit of a swell too in the inshore waters. Northwest swell of 1.5 metres easing to 1 metre today, and southwest swell of 0.5 metre. Developing, next tide is high tide at 11:05 on the coast, and then the low tide at 5:15 early this evening. That'll be a beaut time to get down to the beach and watch the sunset. Sunrise at 8:15. Sunset will be 5:03. It's fairly fine at the moment. I can see a few showers on the rain radar, just spreading up Hawtawhenua, Manawatū, and one or two in the ranges, one or two hovering around the Wellington south coast. Still the wind from the southeast. It's pretty strong in places too. 28 to 41 kilometres per hour. Pressure at 1,013. That's rising. 69% humidity. 7 in Pukatua Bay. 8 in Paikakariki. 9 in Ōtaki. 8.5 in Levin. Foxton and Shannon still hovering around 10 degrees. 6.5 in Wellington City. The winds died down a little bit from the south-southeast. Still a sprinkle or two of rain. 8 degrees in Waikanae and Poroporomu showing 8.5. I'm gonna get in the car. Fairly busy if you're heading south into the city, but no reports of accidents or crashes. Flowing fairly well. State highways 1 and 59 still a little bit damp on the roads in places. Take care. And a bit breezy too as you head over the Wainui Saddle into the stiffish southerly or southeasterly. But apart from that, no other major problems. Really still looks a bit damp further south this morning. Moderate to heavy flows south of Tawa, Newlands, Johnsonville. Gosh, there's a lot of traffic there this morning. And down the gorge, just looking there and refreshing that. Oh, it's busy as well for Friday. Why is it so busy for Friday? Moderate flows coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone, but no major problems that way that we're aware of. A bit breezy over the Rimutaka Hill Road, and it's been a bit damp there as well. Take care. Just the continuing roadworks around Poroporomu. They're putting in lights to get the pedestrians across the road now from the railway station through to Coastlands. Oh, that's just great, isn't it? That'll hold up more traffic. How do you get around it? You want to get around it, don't you? You can't easily, not from Ramadi South. So anyway, that's Poroporomu. Waikanae also, there's still the roadworks going on. Big flashing sign as well before you go over the Waikanae River Bridge saying there could be some major delays. Wasn't any this morning. So take care. That's what's happening at the moment on the roads. The trains seem to be on time. Did the Capital Connection rumble past? I didn't hear it go by this morning for whatever reason. Nigel's got better hearing than me. He's not here today. So it's supposed to be on time. Capital Connection, Metlink services all looking good at the moment. Looks like we've got trains all weekend too. Buses are fine. Kapiti Coast Airport, Air Chatham's got away this morning. Sounds Air comes in from Blenheim about 8:15, 8:20 and goes back out at 8:45. Wellington Airport on the big board. Most flights seem to be on time. I noticed they've cancelled another Jetstar flight, JQ250, to Auckland, which is due out at 7:45. That's cancelled. Jetstar to Queenstown delayed by 20 minutes. And a Jetstar flight this afternoon at 12:25 to Auckland cancelled. So just beware if you're flying Jetstar today. One or two other slight delays. Blenheim flight at 8:45, Air New Zealand now 9:45. That's about it. Ferries on time. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, 22 minutes to 8. I'll check our schedules and programs for you coming up for the weekend. I do have a bit of local sport, even though Nigel's not here. He's messaged me and emailed that through to me, so we'll check a little bit of local sport, word of the day, the birthday list, and today in history, all for you. And did you know that it's Johnny Farnham's birthday today? He's 73. Friday,
good morning. He's a man in the know. It's the nose of the coast. Todd Zahner for breakfast on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM.
Johnny Farnham's birthday. Sadie, the cleaning lady, with trusty scrubbing brush and pail of water, worked her fingers to the bone for the life she had at home, providing at the same time for her daughter. Ah, Sadie, the cleaning lady. Getting any younger. Well, her red detergent hands have for years not held her man's
Any younger. Well, her red detergent hands have for years not held a man's, and time would find her heart expired of hunger. Oh, scrub your floors, do your chores, dear old Sadie. Looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady. Can't afford to get bored, dear old Sadie. Looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady. Oh, Sadie, the cleaning lady. Her Sam was what she got, with line and sinker. To her sorrow and dismay, she's still working to this day. Her Sam turned out to be a nervous figure. Oh, shut your flaws, do your chores, dear old Sadie. Looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady.
Yes, these days a little less hair than back in the 80s. And even before that too, when he was Johnny Farnham. Don't particularly like that song, but oh well, it's part of history. John Farnham, 73 today, born on this date, July the 1st, 1949. Happy birthday, John Farnham. 18 to 8. Coast Access Radio, Friday, 1st of July. Good morning, Todd Zahner for breakfast. Just the three of us today, me, myself, and I. Get well soon, Nige. We will have the Ratbags Racing Show at 10:30 this morning. Chris Craddock will be here. Tell you about that in a moment. Statistics. Thank you, Maury, for measuring the rainfall as he's done for years and years and years around Waikanae. About three times the amount of rainfall for June 2022 compared to June 2021. I think if I've got the statistics more or less right, 262 millimetres. For June 2022 compared to about 102 for June 2021. So yeah, it's been a wet June. So thank you, Maury, for keeping us up to date. No doubt we'll hear from you when it rains again. Appreciate that. Right, 17 minutes to 8. As far as our schedules and programs go, some alterations, as we mentioned, no Nigel this morning, even though he's been back this week. No, not here today, so I'll carry on a little bit with the Ratbags Racing Show at 10:30 this morning. Midday today, Jeff Dorsett's back with Solid Gold 60s. That's always interesting. And Graham Stevens will be here between 1 and 4 with Welcome to the Weekend. And our Tanya, hopefully she's okay, with Drive Live between 4 and 6 today. And Tanya's celebrating a milestone, so send her a message. Please, no, not her birthday. Today marks 3 years of permanent work here at Coast Access Radio. She's put up with us for 3 years. Happy anniversary, Tanya. The Grooveyard between 7 and 8 today. James Eaton has that, looking at some of the music of the 20th century. Then Supersonic 70s, Kick Up the 80s, the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show at 10 and Friday Night Blues at 11. And a few alterations to some of our programs over the weekend, just how it is with flus and COVID affecting not just us, but people all around the country. Conversations tomorrow morning is going to be an interesting one. We're going to hear about the very special Matariki book, Miriama Kamo and Company, which was released for Matariki last weekend. So we'll hear about that Eight Friendly Cities with Jill Stansfield at 9:30, and our Jazz Actualities with Adam Melville at 10 tomorrow morning. No Rotary program, no then and now either, so a few bits and pieces and a few changes along the way. So listen out. And Sunday as well, there'll be some alterations and changes. But another book reading we will have for you at 6 on Sunday evening from Angela Robertson's third book in the Life on Our Own Terms, Embracing Life on Our Own Terms series. More fascinating people to hear about. So you can catch up with the details, coastaccessradio.org.nz, and a number of our programs are also podcast as well. Right, 7:45, 7:45 already. A little bit of local sport thanks to Nigel and Bohanna Motors in just a moment.
Bohanna Motors, mobile service station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop, or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service. They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile, stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293-6455.
And a bit of local sport coming up for you over the weekend. Plenty of local sport on. Weather conditions supposed to be ideal, so that's all good. In football, Hawtawhenua Kapiti Men's League's Division 1, KCU Hearts, who had a bye last weekend, will be all fired up, playing Pai Kakariki Central Cosmic Unicorns. That match at Weka Park. Nigel says Hearts should win this and go to the top of the table. Also, Otaki Puratatama playing Manuka Huamai at Haruatai Park in Otaki. Waikanae Hawks have a daunting task playing Pai Kakariki. And the KC Sopranos equal top on the table play Waikanae Coasters. So some good football there in the men's Capital One. Wellington League, KCU's top team. They play stop out at Weka Park at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. And Capital Two men coming off a win, Waikanae, last weekend. They have Seatoon reserves away, so good luck in football action for the weekend. Netball round 4, the second round for the Coastlands netball competition, Premier Division. Leaders Rahui Fedo play Business House, BHS, is that Business House? Is it BH5, it might say. So anyway, Rahui Business House 5. Business House 1 play Poroporomu College Senior A. So Kapiti College Senior A, they play Kapiti Titans, Bluebirds and United. Could be some close games, but Rahui Fero in top form. Also, Nigel's put here looking at the primary school section. A1, Otaki. College Warriors play Waikanae. The game of the round, Nigel says, will be between the co-leaders Adrenaline and the Otaki Emeralds. And Hawtawhenua Netball will be back in action. And P1 grade Foxton and Shannon Pumas. Nigel says should be the Pumas to win that. Wanderers Flames versus Waiapehu Senior Black. And Hawtawhenua Senior A versus the Nua Eagles. So that's the netball action. It's racing today at New Plymouth. Apparently there's an 8-race card. Starts after 11 this morning. And tomorrow Hawke's Bay has a 9-race card with 2 hurdle races and 2 open. What does STPD mean? With good stakes attached. First race, 11:15. That's the race that Chris Craddock is going to look at on the Ratbags Racing Show at 10:30 this morning. I'll just let him say it because I don't have a clue. And he's had some good, good picks over the last few weeks. So that'll be the Ratbags Racing Show. And for those that missed the rugby draw tomorrow, the Senior A, it's the second to last round in the Rams Botham Cup before we get into the semi-finals and finals. Semi-finals 16th of July and finals day 23rd of July. So in round 9 of the competition, College Old Boys plays Poroporomu at Levin Domain. Foxton and Waikanae meet at Eastern Park in Foxton, and Shannon Rahui at Shannon Domain. So all the games in Hawtawhenua as far as the senior competition goes in the Rams Botham Cup. So have a good weekend with your local sport. Thanks to Bohanna Motors and thanks Nigel for sending that through, even though he couldn't come here in person to do it. 8:10, and normally around this time, a word of the day. Well, I've got one on behalf of Nigel. You ready? Love that music of the chase. Today's word of the day is this one. This one. Nucivorous. Nucivorous. What does nucivorous mean? N-U-C-I-V-O-R-O-U-S. Now, whoever's ringing the phone, sorry, can't answer at the phone at the moment. I'm the only one here. So leave a message or ring back. Nucivorous, it's an adjective, which means gaining sustenance primarily or exclusively from nuts, like a squirrel, I suppose. Gaining sustenance primarily or exclusively from nuts is nucivorous. That's what that means. And they've used it as an example in a sentence here. They call him Nucivorous Nathan because he goes through a whole jar of peanuts every single day. That's what nucivorous means. So that's your word of the day today. Thank you. N-U-C-I-V-O-R-O-U-S. Nucivorous. Gaining sustenance primarily or exclusively from nuts. I'm a bit nuts myself, really. Thank you. 8:09 already at Coast Access Radio for Friday, the 1st of July. I think the weather's cleared up nicely. It's still a little damp underfoot in places. There was some early morning rain a couple of hours ago when the little southerly front came through, but more or less cleared up. Should be a nice day to be out and about today. In just a moment, we will check for you the birthday list and today in history.
Hi, this is Jean from Cavity Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
That was Maury that was phoning through. He said 263, not 262 millimetres. June 2022 compared to 102 for June of 2021. Thanks, Maury. Always appreciate it. Right, 8:08 it is at Coast Access Radio. We better have a look at the birthdays. Shall we do that for today, the 1st of July? Happy birthday to you if it is your day and date today. On this July the 1st, who do you celebrate with locally? It's Roger Bloxham's birthday today. Roger Unbloxham, as he's known in places. Happy birthday, Roger. A big, I'm sure, from Pat and the whole family. Now, I'm not allowed to say how old Roger is. Really? Slightly over 60. That'll do. And someone else, a very famous person in our community, it's Linda Nichols' birthday today, the famous film director and producer of late Poppy and many others over the years. I've got a funny feeling it's a special day for Linda today. Again, that's all I'm allowed to say. I'll get in trouble otherwise. Because if you know Linda, wish her all the best. Linda Nichol, happy birthday, Linda. And Roger Bloxham on this 1st of July. As far as the rich and famous list goes, I mentioned a couple. Fred Schneider from the B-52s, Johnny Farnham, the singer. Fred Schneider, 71, Johnny Farnham, 73 today. Ruud van Nistelrooy, the football star, 46 today. Liv Tyler, the actress, today. It's Liv Tyler's birthday today. How old is she? 45. Pamela Anderson's birthday today. Now, Pamela Anderson is 55. You could argue not necessarily all of Pamela Anderson is 55. The sprinter Carl Lewis was born on this date, 1961, and also born on exactly the same date as Diana Spencer. Princess Diana would have been 61 today. Wow. Comedian Dan Aykroyd is 70 today. Is he? Jamie Farr, who played Klinger in MASH, was born on this date 88 years ago. Estee Lauder, Charles Laughton, Olivia de Havilland, born on this date as well, 1916. And one other musical person who started off as a bit of a model and someone who appeared in Playboy. I don't know, I'm just guessing. Well, it's her birthday today. She'll sing for us in a moment. She's 77, I can't believe that. So happy birthday, Linda and Roger and others, on this 1st of July. As far as our history goes today, and history on this July the 1st. This date in 2011, smoking was banned in New Zealand jails. Did you know that? And also, smoking banned in public indoor spaces in England on this date in 2007. Happy birthday to the new International Criminal Court. Came into being 20 years ago today. And this date also, the largest cable-stayed bridge opened, linking Sweden to Denmark, so they don't float away from each other on this date. Now, what else happened on this date in history? The first emergency telephone service began in Britain on this date, 1937. Prince Charles became Prince of Wales on this date in 1969. This date, 1898, a 99-year lease began by Britain of Hong Kong and the new territories, and that lapsed in 1997, as we remember. The United States exploded an atomic bomb over Bikini Atoll on this date, 1946. Zip codes were introduced in the United States. This date in 1963. And Michael Landon died of cancer, the actor, on this date, 1999. And if you remember, Casey Kasem in the American Top 40 debuted on this date in 1970. Wow. And happy birthday to Popeye. Popeye the Sailor Man was created on this date in 1929. And the Ouija board was invented on this date, apparently, on this date, 1892. How about that? Coca-Cola launched their distinctive contoured bottles. It's supposed to be a shape of a woman. That's what it was on this date in 1916. So that's the 1st of July for you, and happy birthday, Roger Bloxam, Linda Nicol, and the woman whose voice you hear in this song celebrating a birthday today. She's 77 years old. Deborah Harry. Debbie Harry from Blondie. Born on this date in 1945. Really. Happy 77th, Debbie.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.